Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We're going to hear from Steve and the group in just a few moments. I look forward, especially to this channel, because I think that it will send us off in the right direction that we want to prepare ourselves for. We are in a very special time right now. We are building the blocks of our future and following our hearts, hopefully, instead of being stuck in our minds all the time. Sometimes humans just think things to death. We ponder it over and over again, doubting ourselves, what direction we should go, what path we should take. Trust your heart. As we listen to the words of the group, we'll have inspiration and hope, and that's what it's all about. Be hopeful with your future and bright, shine your light, and see what happens with the days, the year ahead of you. So it is.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Malia. And I tell you, to look at your planet on this day is very magical. You see, you have been intersected with another timeline. And the other timeline is a fascinating piece because they have grown up in a different area entirely. And in truth, on the planet that they live on, it's a very interesting process because the feminine energy has been in charge there versus the masculine energy on planet Earth. And both have been out of balance for quite some time, although their particular timeline seemed to have balanced things quite a bit better. And in many ways, but it's fascinating because now what's taking place is a whole energetic opening has taken place. And this is on the big picture, not the small one. And what that means is that each and every person has had opportunity to really step forward into it in a new way. And that is all opening up right now. And we understand that most people don't feel this. Most people do not feel it. It feels just the same as it did 2 weeks ago as far as most people. Because this is a timeline cross or a timeline merge. And usually, in any timeline, you don't discover that till 20, 30 years down the road. When you look back at this unique time and you see how everything took a turn. Everything took a huge left turn and nobody really saw what was taking in place because you're only taking the small steps. What is in front of you every moment? But we tell you, this is huge. And what we see already planted on the planet this day is profound. And it's an awakening of the feminine energy, a balance from planet Earth and from Argon, the planet that is crossing your reality at this moment. They also benefit too because the masculine side has been out of empowerment over there and your energy helps to empower them. What a beautiful way to work. And we tell you this was well planned, not by humans, no, but by spirit. They know what you need. We're watching every moment of what's taking place on planet Earth. And although you know this is difficult times and you know there is chaos everywhere and confusion and everyone reaching, trying to grasp power at any cost, even though all that is going on, we have to tell you from the larger picture, you are moving incredibly well. You're moving at the speed of love, which is slightly faster than the speed of light. Doesn't Einstein wish he would have known that? It would have changed a few things. But because of that, step forward into it. Anchor it. Find your feminine empowerment, even as a male. Find the way to start using this new power and anchor it on Earth. Dare to try things you haven't tried, and dare to touch another heart. And that's a piece that we wish to leave you with this month. Take this special, unique time. Many people celebrate holidays, and this is actually a celebration of the cosmic heart, which we will tell you about, share more of the stories about it, because Earth is not the only one that does this. Isn't that interesting? And you've been doing it for much longer than you think. Now, these celebrations at the end of your year are huge energetically. So what we're going to tell you to do is to simply this. Take that joy. Take that passion that you have earned and dare to touch someone else's heart. You know, this is a season in some religions where you give gifts and exchange things and give thanks and others and so forth to be able to do that. That's the perfect time to do it. Find one person to make a difference in their life. And it can be words, it can be a gift, it could be money, it could be opportunities, it can be any of those things. But find one person this month to give a huge gift to and try to touch their life in one way or another. And watch what takes place, because you will ground this new feminine empowerment to where it does not have to leave. It becomes a part of your everyday lives. And it's much more than feminine empowerment. It's a wide opening. But this energetic opening right now is the perfect time to start grounding that feminine energy and the feminine empowerment all over again. It's time to awaken from the dream, dear ones. And although all of you are well woke, the fun part is just beginning. Because some of you have always wondered, what is it I'm exactly here to do? And although I'm working in this area that I absolutely love, is that what I came to do? All of those things are coming very clear right now. So enjoy this journey, dear ones, and know that we are with you all the time. And we're cheering you on. So in those moments where you hit a brick wall or you fall into despair, just listen for our voice. And we'll come up and touch you right on the back of the heart chakra when you're not looking. And when you feel that, take a deep breath and anchor that in. That is our gift to you. Enjoy this journey. Know that we love you dearly. And we are very excited about the new openings that you have created on planet Earth. And we're also very excited for Argon, the other planet that is crossing yours. They are more excited today than you can possibly imagine, because for many of them, they've already grounded this information. They've already opened it up and changed a lot of things. And it's absolutely beautiful. Take this time, dear ones, and walk with pride. You have made a huge difference on this planet already, and there's more to do. Know that you're never alone. We are always at your side and right behind you, just out of sight. But we watch every step you take, and we love you dearly. Take this time and travel well. It's with the greatest of honor that we ask you to treat each other with respect, nurture one another, and play well together. I am Merlia. Come up and see me sometime. Spavo.
Espavo, well, I have enjoyed our time together so much. I wish that we could be together in person, but this is the next best thing. I feel you, I see you, and I hope that you can feel and see me. We're all one together, and that should be very comforting during these times ahead and this very moment we're in now. We are never alone. We have our spiritual family always guiding us and helping us. So with that, I'll turn the camera over to Steve and say goodbye.
Wow, that went quick. I'll tell you, we've got a very short time frame to do these broadcasts, and it's just amazing to me how all of this seems to come together for us. It's just magic how it all works.
Now we both have a halo. I like that background. Yeah, it's a beautiful blue.
All right. Well, the interesting part is we chose this background. This picture and video was also in the activations that we just did. Again, complete coincidence. We have about 3,000 of these videos that we use. So to pick the same one's unusual. But
is it a coincidence? I think not.
Coincidence. Interesting. Have a wonderful, wonderful month. Take it on yourself to ground your light, to do something different. And take their challenge. Touch somebody's heart this month.
It'll not only make a difference in their lives, but in yours.
And we'll be back to check in with you next month at the Virtual Light broadcast once again. In the meantime, keep in mind you can send in your questions and comments to questions@espavo.org and to create all the reality that we do. Espavo.
Espavo.
We just want to say special thanks to a few people that actually help us put together the entire broadcast today.
We could not do it without them. Meg Adamson, presenter. Allison Chester Lambert, presenter. Elena Era, magical graphic arts. You get this one.
Nick Nevmatikos. He's our webmaster in Greece. Well, that was the wrong button, so we'll see if we can push the right one here.
Kathy Moran, support services, the person who has all the answers.
Yes, she does. She absolutely does.
Gail Harris, producer.
She gets to help us see us from the outside in. It's absolutely incredible.
Special person, very much. And Stephen Barber Rother, your host and family. And of course, the group. Can't forget about them.
Thank you all for being with us today. It's a very large family, and we are absolutely celebrating family, spiritual family, at our holiday season this month and next month. And we hope you all consider us a part of your larger circle of groups and light work as well, because this is going to make a big difference. We have a big job in front of us as we make this next transition, and we're off to a good start.
Our hearts to yours.
Espavo, everybody. We
love you. Espavo.
Thank you.